We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce Day here on the show. We're talking with Jason Smith, President and CEO, and Director of Membership, Sharla Meisenheimer. Let's talk in this next segment here about the membership drive. I understand that's coming up.
We have an enormous undertaking this year in that we are attempting to get our membership numbers to its highest level in our history, and our specific goal is to eclipse the 1,000 member mark. And we hover around, historically, we've hovered around 800 members. And sometimes we go a little over, sometimes we go a little under. But we've never been able to kind of break through that 900 ceiling. And so we sat down, Charlie and I sat down and looked at some models across the nation and ways to utilize your volunteers to help you attract new members. And we took a different model, different approach than normal, where normally you get your volunteers and you sit them individually in a room for a couple hours and you hand them a list and say, call these people and try to get them to join. What we did instead is we're using a team concept. So we created 10 teams, and they're all captained by what we would consider a respected business community member. Right. And they recruited a few people who recruited a few more people. And so we will be working, or they've been working, and then the actual drive dates are the 26th, 27th, and 28th, so next week. They are working their own prospect list. So we said, we're not going to hand you a list of people who aren't members. We'll hand you a list of people who are members. And you look in your contacts for your customers, people you buy from, both professionally and personally. And call those folks who aren't members and see if you calling them will help do that. And we've already, so one of the things that we talk about is don't wait till the day of the drive, work, you know, do these things ahead of time. But we've already found that Charlotte and I have laughed there that we have gotten more calls to join this month than any month, just because people would get a call and they would say, I didn't realize that my membership had lapsed or whatever variety. And that happens, right? I mean, sometimes we have bad addresses. Sometimes people get busy, whatever. But we are really excited about what next week. And we have about 175 volunteers who are engaged in this process. And most of them are excited about it. We have one captain. The whole thing is race car themed, and we're having it at the car museum. So we call our captains crew chiefs, and then the people under them, drivers, and the people under them are pit crew. But we have one crew chief member who has set his own personal target, and I went, wow, if he gets that would be awesome. And so there's a little bit of competition going on, and so it's been, and there's people, they're buying hats for their team, and there's people who are, you know, doing after hours events for their team, and so. Right. It's been a good team building exercise as well. But the other thing that we appreciate about it, it also has given us the opportunity to make sure that our volunteers who may or may not be engaged in everything about the chamber get a real good education about what we do and all the things we do. And we've even had a number of volunteers who are very close to us and do a lot of things that go, I just forget all these other things that you guys do. And so that's the other benefit of it as well. And one of those is, I know you and I talked about earlier, women in business. So we had a big event yesterday, and I think Sharla is going to talk a little bit about that as well.
Yeah, so it was great. We were able to get together for one of the first times in a while. So I think the group was excited about being able to have that. We had four women with us who talked about being healthy in the workplace. The joke is that when we were all back home working in our respective homes, that, you know, if you needed a break or in between projects, you might go and throw a little laundry in, and then you would come back and start working again, right? Well, in the office, now that we're all back, you kind of need a break or just need to think for a second. You might go in the break room and eat a stale donut and then come back and finish up, and then you go home, and lo and behold, there's that laundry still needs to be done. So how are we making it a little more healthy in the workplace and a little more manageable for our mental health? So we had opportunities to learn about, from Ascension Media, Christy talked about ways that you can stock your break room maybe with some fruits and vegetables, not so much donuts and cookies. And then we talked a lot about movement and how sometimes, you know, you think about exercise as something you push off into the end of the day, and then if you get home and you're tired, you just don't do it. But what would it look like if you energized yourself during the day? If you, for a minute at a time, you walked around the office, or you did squats at your desk for 30 seconds even, or ways that you could get powered up and ready for a big meeting. So that was interesting. We talked about your built environment. We learned that there was fabrics out there that are true fabric, but you clean them with a bleach solution. So you don't have to just use vinyl in your office. We also learned that soap plants offer a lot of aesthetic pleasing, that you don't have to just buy live plants and kill them like I do. So we thought that was pretty interesting. And then our last one was just mindfulness and breathing and ways we can just take a moment, take a breath, and move on. So I thought that was, there's some great tips. So I'm interested to see how people use those in their workplaces. But our next big event will be in January, and it's called Resolution Rendezvous. And it's an event that we love to do. This will be our fourth year. We weren't able to do it last year. But it's the time when we actually take a moment and set our business intention for the year. Where do you want to be as a woman in business a year from now? What do you want to accomplish this year? And so we're looking forward to being able to kick that off at the first of the year, 2022.
Awesome. And there's a lot of excitement happening in the new year as well, because there's another big announcement, as I understand.
Right. So January 13th and 14th will be Leaders Retreat. And we're excited to say that that will be here in Manhattan at the Hilton Garden Inn.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see how this happens. We had our last one because of COVID. It got postponed into August. And so we had very specific items from that retreat that we've been working on. And so we'll report out on those at the January retreat, and then hopefully target some other items. And then we move into February. And of course, that's the month that we do our annual meeting and awards. And so that is February the
18th. Friday nights.
Yeah, on Friday night. So yeah, so we are already starting. I mean, I know it's crazy. We're at the end of the year, but with those three large events happening right after the first of the year, we're gonna need to start moving on those fairly quickly.
Yeah, of course, the calendars are all kind of wonky right now because of COVID, because it feels like we just did this, but now here it comes again.
And that's what happened. But, you know, we talked about, do we wait till August? But I think January's always been the date for the Leaders Retreat, and so we'd like to get back on the regular cycle of that. And I don't think it hurts to have a follow-up 6 months after, and the fact that we're having it locally again, I think, makes it easier for people to come twice. They don't have to get a hotel. They don't have to drive. They don't have to miss as much work. So so that's why we went that route.
Cool. All right. Well, looking forward to that. Well, let's take a time out. We'll come back more in focus after these words here on News Radio KMAN.